The writer of Hebrews is not trying to dislodge the Aaronic priesthood. He is trying to demonstrate that the risen Messiah is a different kind of priest. And it's not the Jerusalem temple in which the risen Messiah offers the sacrifice of his blood or in which he intercedes on our behalf before the Father. It is the temple above in which he officiates. So according to Jewish theology, this is some old Jewish ideas. We see them current in our siddurs even. There's this temple above. And who is the priesthood in the temple above in Jewish theology? It's the angels, the angelic hosts. The angels serve as priests in the temple above. When we do the Kedusha, when we go Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in the liturgy, we are joining the heavenly temple in their worship service. That's the idea of those passages. Like we're going to, like for that moment, and that's why, you know, in Jewish liturgy, when you're doing the Amidah, when you come to the Kedusha, you put your feet together at this moment, because it says regarding the angels, it says they had a straight foot. So you have to put your feet together and lift yourself while you say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh onto your toes, because you're lifting yourself up like the angels. It's cool. That's great. You know, if you could keep that in your, you know, that's like a point of Kavana. So the angels are supposed to be the priesthood in the heavenly temple. And if everything up there is reflected down here, in the temple down here, that means that the Aaronic priesthood is a, they're a reflection. They're a reflection of the angels. They're angelic. They're earthly angels. That's what they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be the physical, earthly counterpart to the angels. I'm telling you all this because I want you to understand the book of Hebrews. Why did we spend the first two chapters of the book of Hebrews establishing that Messiah is superior to the angels? It says that he made him a little bit lower than the angels. The Son of Man a little lower than the angels, but he's risen above the angels. And in Hebrews, Hebrews 2:5, it says, "For he did not subject to angels the world to come, concerning which we are speaking." So the argument in Hebrews 1 and 2 concerning Messiah's superiority over the angels, if anyone has reason to complain that their priesthood, by basis of what's going on in Hebrews, I would say, if anyone has cause to complain and say, "Hey, wait a second, Yeshua replaced the priesthood," it's not the sons of Aaron, it's the angels. It's the angels who got dislodged, so to speak, in that Messiah is made a high priest, a Son of Man is made a high priest over the angelic priesthood. So the writer of Hebrews goes on, he goes to great lengths to demonstrate that Messiah has entered not into an earthly sanctuary, not into the temple on earth, but into a heavenly sanctuary. Yeshua is a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. Whereas he says, okay, so he says this is the venue that Yeshua serves in. It's the place, the temple above. But what does he say about the sons of Aaron? He says they serve, notice the present tense. It's not they served. It's they serve. In other words, this is ongoing at the time that the book of Hebrews is written, the temple's still standing. They serve in a copy and a shadow of heavenly things. What does that mean? It means that they serve in the temple below. Yeshua serves in the venue above, the Aaronic priesthood in the venue below. Is this clear? It's really actually pretty simple, isn't it? So Messiah is a priest in a completely different venue than the Aaronic priesthood. So the temple of Messiah is not a replacement of the temple on earth. Indeed, the temple on earth is just a shadow of the temple above, the true temple, which has always stood and still stands. And it's in this eternal temple above in which Messiah serves. He has taken over the high priesthood of that sanctuary. So at this point, we can set aside any talk of Messiah's priesthood putting an end to the priesthood on earth.